Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 20th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you have to cross this salty channel with the power of yoga and return home. Therefore, remember the place you have to go to. Stay in the happiness that you are now becoming wealthy from poor. Question. What are the signs of the children who pay attention to the subject of divine virtues? Answer. It remains in their intellects. Others who see the actions I perform will do the same. They never trouble anyone. They never speak bad or wrong words. They never cause anyone sorrow through their thoughts, words, or deeds. Only when someone has the aim of giving happiness, like the Father, would it be said that that one is paying attention to the subject of divine virtues. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to the sweetest spiritual children. He is teaching you the pilgrimage of remembrance. You children must have understood the meaning of the pilgrimage of remembrance. On the path of devotion too, people remember the deities and also Shiv Baba, but they don't know that it is only by having remembrance that their sins will be absolved. You children know that the Father is the purifier and that He is showing you the way to become pure. It is souls that have to become pure and it is souls that become impure. You children know that the Father only comes in Bharat and teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance. He cannot teach it to you anywhere else. You children have been on many physical pilgrimages. Only the one Father can teach you this pilgrimage. The Father has now explained to you children that it is because of Maya that everyone's intellect is locked with the lock of senselessness, not understanding. You have now come to know from the Father how sensible, wealthy, and pure you were. We were the masters of the whole world. We are now becoming that once again. The Father gives us such a huge, unlimited sovereignty. A physical Father would perhaps give you 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000, but here the sweet, unlimited Father has come to give you the unlimited sovereignty. This is why you have come here to study. With whom? With the unlimited Baba. The word Baba is sweeter than the word Mama. Although Mama gives sustenance, the Father is still the Father from whom you receive the unlimited inheritance. You are now becoming those who remain constantly happy and constantly fortunate, those who have the fortune of being with the bridegroom. What is Baba making us into once again? This is not something new. It is remembered that a king used to be wealthy in the day and would become poor at night. Story of a king who used to dress as a poor person to go outside at night and see the condition of the kingdom. You too are wealthy in the day, and you then become pure in the unlimited night. Baba reminds you every day, children, yesterday you were wealthy masters of the world, whereas today you have become poor beggars. The morning is now coming once again, and you will then become wealthy. This is something so easy. you children should have a lot of happiness about becoming wealthy. There is the day of Brahmins and the night of Brahmins. You are now becoming wealthy in the day. You will definitely become that, but number-wise, according to the effort you make. The father says, this is the salty channel which only you cross with the power of yoga. You have to remember the place that you are going to. We now have to return home. Baba himself has come to take us back home. He explains with a lot of love. Sweet children, you were pure, and by taking 84 births, you have become impure, and so you have to become pure once again. There is no other way to become pure. You know that when the purifier comes, you become pure by following his directions. You children experience a lot of happiness by attaining that status. The father says, you will become constantly happy for 21 births. The father gives you the inheritance of the land of happiness, whereas Ravan gives you the inheritance of the land of sorrow. You children now know that Ravan is your old enemy who caged you in the cage of 5 vices. The father comes and removes you from that. To the extent that you remember the father, accordingly you give the introduction to others. Those who do not have remembrance would have body consciousness. They are neither able to remember the father, nor are they able to give his introduction. We souls are brothers. We have come here from our home to play our different parts. It is in your intellects how the whole part is played. Those who have firm faith come here and become refreshed. Simply understand this very well for 1 week. Then the Brahmin teachers bring some here after 6 months and others after 12 months. Baba says, as soon as you have faith, you come running. You also have to have a rakhi tied and say that you will not indulge in vice. I am making a promise to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba tells you, children, you definitely have to become viceless. If you indulge in vice, everything that you have earned will be lost, and there will be 100-fold punishment. You have been choking for 63 births, and you are now told to become pure. Remember me, and your sins will be burnt away. Souls are brothers. You mustn't become trapped in anyone's name or form. If someone doesn't study regularly, you mustn't bring that one here too soon. Even though Baba says that the arrow can strike the target in just a day, you also have to use your own common sense. You Brahmins are the most elevated. This is your very elevated clan. There are no spiritual gatherings, etc. Satsangs, spiritual gatherings, take place on the path of devotion. You know that the company of the truth takes you across. You receive the company of the truth when the golden age is to be established. This doesn't enter anyone's intellect because their intellects are locked. You now have to go to the golden age. You receive the company of the truth at the most auspicious confluence age. Those gurus do not belong to the confluence age. When Baba comes, he calls you child, child. You would not call those gurus Baba. The intellects are completely locked with Godrej locks. Baba comes and opens the locks. Look how many methods Baba creates so that people can come and make their lives like diamonds. He also has magazines and books, etc. printed. If many people receive benefit, you will receive blessings from many. Make efforts to create subjects and free yourself from bondage. You definitely have to do service for your livelihood. Godly service only takes place in the morning and evening. At that time, everyone has time. Whoever you work with outside, continue to give them the introduction of the two fathers. Each one has a different physical father, whereas the Parlokic father of all is the same. He is the supreme. Baba says, I too have a part. You children now know my introduction. You also know about souls. It is said of a soul, a wonderful star shines in the center of the forehead. This is also the immortal throne. Souls never experience death. They simply become clean and then dirty. It seems right for the throne of a soul to be in the center of the forehead. The symbol of a tilak is also put on the forehead. The father says, you have to make yourselves worthy of giving yourselves a tilak for the kingdom. Do not think that I will give everyone a tilak for the kingdom. You have to give that to yourself. Baba knows those who do a lot of service. The writing in the magazine is very good. Together with that, you also have to make effort to have yoga, through which your sins can be absolved. Day by day, you will become very good Raja Yogis. It would be understood that you are now going to leave your bodies and go back home. Some children go to the subtle region. You also know the incorporeal world very well. That is the home of us souls. People perform devotion in order to go to the land of peace. They don't even know about the land of happiness. No one except the Father can give you the teachings to go to heaven. This is the family path. Both have to go to the land of liberation. Those people show wrong paths and no one is able to go back home. The Father will take everyone back home at the end. This is his duty. Some study very well and claim their fortune of the kingdom, but how would everyone else study? Just as they come here number-wise, so they will also return number-wise. Do not waste too much time on these things. You say that you don't even have time to remember Baba, so why do you waste your time on these things? You have the faith that the unlimited Father is also the teacher and the guru. So there is no need to remember anyone else. You know that you followed Srimat in the previous cycle too and became pure. Continue to spin the discus of self-realization again and again. Your name is Spinners of the Discus of Self-Realization. You don't take long to fill yourselves from the ocean of knowledge, but you do take a long time to become empty. the example of a water wheel with buckets of water being filled and emptied. You are the sweet, long-lost and now-found children, because you have come and met Baba after a cycle. There has to be this firm faith. We have once again come and met the Father after 84 births. The Father says, those who did devotion first are the ones who have become worthy of receiving knowledge first, because there has to be the fruit of devotion. Therefore, always continue to remember your fruit, which is the inheritance. The word fruit belongs to the path of devotion. To say inheritance is right. By remembering the unlimited Father, you receive the inheritance. There is no other method. The ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known. Those people think that they are studying the ancient yoga of Bharat. Baba explains that according to the drama, they become hatha yogis. You are now studying Raj Yoga because it is now the confluence age, but their religion is separate. In fact, they should not adopt gurus. However, according to the drama, they will also definitely do that. You children now have to become righteous. There is might in religion. I make you into those deities, and that religion will give a lot of happiness. Those who have yoga with me receive strength from me. The religion that the Father himself establishes has a lot of strength. You become the masters of the whole world. The Father praises this religion because it has a lot of might. Many receive might from the Almighty Baba. In fact, everyone receives might, but number-wise. You can take as much might as you want from Baba. However, there also has to be the subject of divine virtues. Do not trouble anyone. Do not cause sorrow. This one never says any bad or wrong words to anyone. He knows that others who see him do anything will do the same. From having devilish traits, you have to develop divine virtues. Check that you are not causing anyone sorrow. There isn't anyone who doesn't cause sorrow for someone else. There is definitely one mistake or another being made. The stage when you don't cause anyone sorrow through your thoughts, words, or deeds will be at the end. At this time, we are in the effort-making stage. Everything happens number-wise according to the effort you make. Everyone makes effort for happiness, but no one, apart from the Father, can give happiness. It has been seen that there were so many diamonds and jewels in the Somnath temple. Where did all of those come from? How did they become wealthy? You should churn the things of this study throughout the day. While living at home with your families, you have to remain as pure as a lotus. You made this effort, and this was how the rosary was created. It continues to be created every cycle. You know in whose memory the rosary is created. Those people turn the beads of a rosary and become completely lost in that. Only you know what happens on the path of devotion and what happens on the path of knowledge. You can explain to anyone. At the end, after you have made effort, the results will be announced just as they were in the previous cycle. Each one has to continue to check the self. You understand that you have to become this. You have received a margin for making effort. The Father welcomes you number-wise according to the effort you make. The Father welcomes you more than you children welcome him. The Father's duty is to welcome you. Welcome means salvation. This is the highest form of welcome. The Father comes here to welcome all of you. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to receive blessings from many, become benefactors. While performing actions for the livelihood of your body, free yourself from bondage and definitely do godly service in the morning and evening. 2. Don't waste your time in other matters, but remember the Father and take might from him. Only stay in the company of the truth. Make effort to give everyone happiness through your thoughts, words, and deeds. Blessing. May you become free from making effort to make your life a pure life by making the blessing of purity your original sanskar. Some children find it an effort to observe purity, and this proves that they haven't claimed from the Father the bestower of blessings, the blessing of their birth. There is no effort involved in a blessing. Every Brahmin soul has received the first blessing. May you be pure and yogi. Just as sanskars are very strong from birth, so purity too is the first sanskar of Brahmin birth. It is your original sanskar. With this awareness, create a pure life. Be liberated from making effort. Slogan: A trustee is one who has good wishes for service. Om Shanti.